It seems some folks are more interested in the past than they are in focusing on the present or the future. At least that's how it seems when you read recent stories about how Jews are celebrating that once-in-28-year celebration, blessing of the sun, and Passover. In the newspapers that I read regularly, the stories that I come across always seem to have a photo of an Orthodox Jew, sometimes Hasidic, but always with head covered, and sometimes with talus fringe visible. But more than just the photos, for I know that images are interesting and compelling, or at least that's what I've been told, and that's why newspapers print them. And if it's true that a picture's worth a thousand words, a thousand times the picture seems to say, most Jews continue to hold ancient beliefs. The stories themselves talk about how Judaism believes that the sun returns to where it once was every 28 years. Problem is, this Talmudic holiday is based upon the notion that the sun circles the earth. We don't believe that anymore. Modern Judaism knows that the earth is not the center of the universe, yet nowhere in the stories I've come across is this conveyed. It seems that a scientific understanding of the universe is less compelling than biblical myth. And while on occasion there was a mention that the blessing of the sun focuses on nature and global climate change, this wasn't the angle most stories took. They focused on the sun returning where it was on the day of creation. And Passover? I read about how Jews must burn their chametz, their leavened bread, before Passover begins. While I know there are some Jews who do this, and there are some Jews who are creationists, most of us aren't. And yet, reading most newspaper articles, you think most Jews still have a medieval worldview. And while you could say what newspapers write don't matter, I would argue that not only does this project an unrealistic image of the Jewish people to the non-Jewish world, more importantly, I think it makes lots of Jews who are liberal and modern feel even more removed from the Jewish community. And those who aren't tied into the community might even think that there's no place for them. We know for a fact that fewer Jews are affiliating with congregations. We know for a fact that more Jews identify as cultural than religious Jews. But somehow this image isn't conveyed in the secular press or oftentimes even in the Jewish press itself. Rather than talking about how the majority of Jews give expression to their Judaism, there remains this infatuation with the past, with cute stories, with myths, and with legends. This disturbs me, because in our society, traditional religions that are bound and fixed are portrayed as more authentic than religions that evolve and embrace modern thought, religions that wrestle with complex ideas, religions that adjust values and ethical positions based upon new evidence and new ideas. Religion, like science, philosophy, political thought, medicine, should grow, evolve, develop. It should not remain trapped and fixed forever, for if religion does not change, we will continue to see the trend of people simply walking away and leaving religion behind. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Check out our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org, and thanks for listening.